Okay, so for today's practical halacha, we're going to learn something very important as it relates to the Isser of Hatmona on Shabbos. Today's Limud HaMishnah Berurah Yomi introduces this rabbinic law of Hatmona on Shabbos, and we're going to get to a very practical application. So basically, what's Hatmona on Shabbos? What's insulation on Shabbos? So Chazal forbade insulation on Shabbos in two categories. One category is considered Hatmona B'dover HaMoisif Hevel. That means the insulating material increases the heat of the food. It's Moisif Hevel. That's a more stringent form of insulation. And that's Osir even if you set this up before Shabbos. So even if you insulate on Erev Shabbos, it's Osir if it's Hatmona B'dover HaMoisif Hevel. Why is this Osir? There are several reasons presented in the Paiskim. Mainly, you might come to be matman, you might come to insulate with something that has coals inside, you might come to stoke the coals and adjust the flame on Shabbos when you're insulating in that type of material, and Chazal say it's usr. Okay, so Hatmona B'dover HaMoisif Hevel is also even on Erev Shabbos. If let's say it's the less stringent form of Hatmona, Hatmona B'dover HaMaimed Hevel, that means you're insulating the food in a way where the heat is maintained but not increased. Then it's mutter if it's done on Erev Shabbos, but it's usr on Shabbos itself. Practical difference. Let's say you want to take a towel and wrap it around the pot of food to insulate it on Shabbos. So it's going to totally wrap the pot in this towel. Is this mutter or is this usr? Well, it depends. If the food is on the counter, so it's not connected to fire, and you're taking the towel and you're wrapping it around it, that's just going to maintain the heat. It's not going to increase the heat. And since it's only Hatmona B'dover HaMaimed Hevel, then it would be mutter if it's done on Erev Shabbos, but it's going to be usr if it's done on Shabbos itself. So that's the less stringent form of Hatmona. It's Maimed Hevel. It just maintains the heat. And that is mutter if it's done on Erev Shabbos, but usr on Shabbos itself. But what if you have this towel that you want to wrap around the pot of food, and it's on the blech, so the pot is still on the blech, it's still connected to fire. In that case, the towel is going to enable the food's heat to be increased. It's going to be moisif hevel because it's connected to fire. In that case, we say that it's also even if it's done on Erev Shabbos. Since it's Hatmona B'dover HaMoisif Hevel, it's also even on Erev Shabbos. That's the basic gist of Hatmona on Shabbos, as at least an introductory setup in terms of the two categories, okay? I want to get to a very practical halacha, and that is like this. There's a very interesting kula that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and that is as follows. So I have a food, and we should point out that the Isser of Hatmona applies even if the food is fully cooked. So even if the food is 100% fully cooked, the Isser of Hatmona applies. Okay. So I have food, and I want to take a lid of a pot and put it on the food. Why is this not Hatmona? I'm insulating the food via this lid. The answer is that whenever you're talking about a lid or a covering, that's the first layer of covering of a food, it's always mutter. And it's not a violation of Hatmona on Shabbos. Why? Because we always assume that the main purpose of the lid or the first covering is not there to insulate. It's there for hygienic purposes, to keep the food with its moisture, to keep it in one piece, to keep the bugs out, to keep dirt from falling in. We always assume that a kisui, a covering, is mutter. It's not considered in insulation, it's considered a covering. And we always assume that the main purpose is not the insulation factor. That maybe is a secondary reason, and therefore it's mutter. Anytime it's a kisui, it's mutter because we assume that the main reason for this is not insulation, it's ulterior motives as to keeping the food clean and hygienic and with its moisture. Therefore, I have a kugel, something fully cooked, and it's in the fridge, and I want to heat it up. So I want to put it on top of a chalon pot on Shabbos. So we already learned last week, as long as you're not putting it directly on the fire, you're putting it on top of another pot. As long as it's fully cooked, it's mutter. Ein bishul achar bishul, you're not going to be violating the bishul isser. The question is, if I'm wrapping it in tin foil, I'm wrapping it in aluminum foil, why is this not a problem of hatmona? And it should be Hatmona even B'dover HaMoisif because it's going to be connected to fire. So it should be forbidden on Shabbos. The answer is, it's mutter. Why? Says Rav Falk in the Machzeh Eliyahu, since the primary function of the tinfoil is to cover it, to keep the moisture intact, to keep the kugel in one piece, it's one layer, it's mutter because the insulation is secondary. It's not the main purpose of the covering. However, if let's say you would add extra layers of tinfoil on it, the second layer, the third layer, that would be ostensibly forbidden because that would be hatmona. The first layer is always mutter. That's something to keep in mind when you're wrapping something in tinfoil and you're heating it up, you're putting it on top of a crock pot on Shabbos, the first layer is always going to be permitted because we assume the main reason is for hygienic purposes. But the second layer and the third layer would be problematic because of this iser of hatmona. Rav Falk does give an interesting solution if a person wants to do it in a double-layered form. He says if you put the one layer on and then you add another layer, that's a problem. The second layer would be hatmona. What if I just make a thick tinfoil covering? I fold multiple layers before I place it on the food. So then it's considered just a thick aluminum foil, a thick covering, and then it would all be considered one layer because you're doing it in one maisa hatmona. Okay, so that would be an interesting etza, Rav Falk suggests, if as long as I take the tinfoil and I make fold it over to make it double layered before I place it on the food, so it's already pre-cut before Shabbos, and I'm just making sure that it's a thick one layer covering, then it would be permissible. Okay, so one more practical application of this. So let's say I want to heat something in the oven. So I'm going to put something in the oven before Shabbos. I have a container. Okay, I want to heat it up before Shabbos. I want to wrap it. I'm going to put it in an oven, so it's going to be Hatmana B'Dover HaMoisav Hevel. And Hatmana B'Dover HaMoisav Hevel ostensibly is also even on Erev Shabbos. However, if it's just covered with one layer, I'm covering this container with one layer, it's permissible because that's primarily there not for Hatmana purposes, it's there for hygienic purposes. What if I double layer that container's covering? I cover the container and I put it in the oven before Shabbos in a double layer, then it might be a problem. However, if the purpose of the second layer is, let's say, to keep it from absorbing the bleias of a milchika oven or any other purpose, if the second layer's addition is not for insulation purposes, but let's say it's to keep it fleishix or to keep any bleias or for any ulterior motive besides Erev Hatmana, then it would be mutter. So you have to understand that the iser of doing that second layer is only forbidden if the reason is for Hatmana. But if the reason for the covering is for any other reason, it's mutter.